Game of the Week with myself and Jackson Braswell. Every Friday night this football season, we'll be traveling the state to find the best matchups in high school football. It's brought to you by the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas, Roller Funeral Homes, Midtown Plumbing, and Entergy.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Check.
Jamming on the one.
0600, what's the O stand for? Oh my God, it's early.
All right, folks, enjoy the show. Stay tuned. We're going live in 5, 4, 3.
Morning Mayhem starts now with David Basil, Roger Scott,
present,
Justin Moore, live from the Oakland Racing Casino Resort Studio, Oakland, Arkansas's only casino resort.
Ba-ba-da.
What's up, Outlaw?
Good morning to all of the 609ers, Los Angeles.
Mr. President, is he going to be here today?
No.
He's sending Tom Cotton?
Tom Cotton.
Outstanding. Thank you, sir.
All right, you 609ers, you know what to do. Move it. Let's go.
Get that car on that.
This is the business we've chosen.
Go to the phones. Who's this?
What's that bulge in his pocket?
Double R.
Tell you what it is. It's a Mount Nebo chicken fried t-shirt. Go back to bed, Rainwater.
I don't know who you are.
It's Randy Rainwater. He's a living legend.
All right, say Los Angeles when we tell you. Ready?
Los Angeles! Outstanding. What do you say, Rick?
Ziggity diggities.
Yeah, I agree. Hey, the promise land, the hey,
we're going to be here all day. We're going to be here all day, baby. I like that kind of party.
Right.
How do you look at the 80s and then the closet?
Why do you keep saying that, sir?
Yeah.
One more time.
Los Angeles.
There you go.
What's it on now?
Hey, what's up, Jake?
All right.
Who's this?
Oh, hey.
What's up, Joe?
Hey, Joe Klein.
All right. Good morning, everybody. It's 6:11 on this Wednesday, hump day, August 26th. Good morning, Roger. How are you?
Good morning, David. I'm fine. And yourself?
Christian back in the studio. Good morning, Wizard.
Good morning, fellas. How are you?
We're doing great. We're on the road today. Beautiful view, Roger, where we are with Dardanelle, Arkansas, overlooking the which river is that, Stacy?
Arkansas River.
It is. Okay, I was thinking. I just want to make sure I didn't say something really stupid there.
Okay, good.
It's like just the Dardanelle River, Basil.
Exactly. Stupid we are.
We are here, and really, this is the last of two of our summer of adventure trips. We said at the beginning of the year, I ran into Stacy, and we found out that. They were celebrating, I thought 80th, but it's actually 79th year of the Mount Nebo Chicken Fry.
Anybody can be here on the 80th. You've had time to
play. Yes.
Nobody thinks about the 79th, which is what we are. This is like Jan Brady, the middle kid.
1948. We're not on the mountain. We've been up there before. I've got a picture on my Facebook page. You ought to go look at it. It's got you basically. It's like Jack Beanstalk, where you're just walking on clouds.
I love it.
We've already got a big crowd here, Stacy. Already, we're gonna have folks that are connected with Dardanelle in this community, and we already have folks out there cooking breakfast, and we have a unique burrito. What is this? An elk burrito?
It is elk burrito. James Reinhardt. He brought us back some elk, and so he wanted to share with you guys elk burrito.
Well, it is very tasty, and like I said, we've already got 10, 15, 20 people out there. We're overlooking the river. This is what is the name of the street? Front Street, right?
Front Street.
John Daly used to have, and his brother had a bar restaurant here, right? Right down this, right on this street.
Yes.
What was it called? Do you remember what that was? I can't remember. Was it Daly's?
Romedio's, then it was Daly's, then it was Front Street Grill.
Gotcha.
Front Street Grill, and who was his partner with that?
Wasn't it John and Jamie?
There was another Monty guy. Kiss.
Monty, yeah, that's it.
Oh, that's right, that's right.
John Woodson before that.
Okay.
So lots of good leadership.
One of the things, in addition, we'll have John Daly on today. We have him today instead of yesterday, and just got a ton of different people. We'll have the football coach on, the athletic director. We'll have Tom Cotton's going to be on the show today. He was born and raised, people may not know that, right here in Dardanelle.
That's right.
And so a lot of the folks who are involved in the chicken fry. And, well, you know what, Roger, the saying is chicken picking and politicking. Is what they do here, and so
I like. Is this the? Has the politicking always been involved with this? Like the possum thing down south? Is that what that is?
Politicking has always been very, very strong. When people were going to announce that they were running for any position in Arkansas, governor, lieutenant, they always came to the Mount Nebo Chicken Fry.
Is that right? Okay.
So you're right. It's just like the
what is the thing down there?
Coon Supper. Yeah. So, we have a lot of folks. I know the mayor's coming by. Jimmy Witt, his dad was head of FEMA under Clinton. We just announced the Clinton deal, and so it'll be interesting to talk with him. We got a brand new paved street down the middle of Dardanelle. That's really nice. I drove down it today just to see what it was like. It was very nice.
But a lot of people did.
Yeah. We got Jim Huffman from Tyson and Judge Mark Thone and just on and on, folks. We have just stopping by to say hello. The big story, of course, nationally is Dolly Parton. And what a shocker that was yesterday. We'll play Dolly throughout the show today. Roger, 80 years old, and it finally came out today that apparently she had been dealing with cancer.
Right.
And I guess they had not, that's something we had not heard. And, because she had just got through saying, hey, I have a lot of things left to do in my life. She looked healthy. She sounded healthy.
She just opened her own Bucky's.
She did within the last year.
She didn't have to. So by doing that, I think that was the last time we'd heard something. And I just heard just the other day, and because you go down the rabbit holes on stuff as a country music fan that I am. And I just got through, and we have it here. I just got through listening 2 days ago, if not yesterday, day before yesterday, Through the Rockin' Years with her and Ricky Van Shelton. I don't know if you know that song or what. It's just a fantastic song. And I think about, as I get older and all that, it's a beautiful song. No one said a bad word about her. We'll get Jan's perspective, I hope, maybe even. Will we have both the guys?
Yeah.
See if they've done anything with them. But by all accounts, and just by our own observation, what a wonderful soul.
Yeah, she that's one thing about her. You never heard anything. She was giving it back. She did the Imagination Library where kids could have books to read.
And do you know why? She did, it came because of her family.
Her dad
never learned to read or write.
Yeah, she was, again, not only was a great musician, and you think about it, Roger, she was a pioneer back then. You know, she remember, you know, Elvis tried to come after, the colonel tried to get, I Will Always Love You, and she said, because he wanted about 50% of the royalties, she said no, right. And that song's made her $10 million,
well
I think.
Played on her.
She was a savvy businesswoman.
Well, she was a savvy businesswoman, and in a world where, men would dominate you and all that. In that era, in that industry, all of those things being said, she was just she come from a strong stock.
Well,
or she would. And her grandfather was a preacher, so she came and she told Porter, "I got to roll." You know, and she let Porter produce that song. You know, so I'm gonna get on out of here, but I got to move. And she made it her way, and she did give back.
We
got
to talk about that, the Porter Wagner relationship. That's interesting. And Chris, I don't know if we have the clip. Well, it may be something we ought to play on a regular basis. She has that great line in, what's
that? 9 to 5?
9 to 5, where she says.
I'll send it to you.
You got it?
Yeah.
Where she says, if you don't, what is it, Roger?
She says, if you ever make one indecent proposal to me, I've got a gun out in my purse. And if you ever make one more indecent proposal to me, I'm going to get that gun, and I'm going to change you from a rooster to a hen with one shot.
And that was Dabney
Coleman.
Yeah, oh, my
great
gosh.
Movie. Great.
That was actually a good movie.
It really was.
Now, was she also in the Texas Little...
No. I'll handle it. Best Little Whorehouse in Texas. I don't want
you. She went in that?
She was in it. And fantastic.
Yeah, I thought so. It'd be her and Burt Reynolds, right?
Her and Burt did a song. That's where I Will Always Love You was in. I Will Always Love You was in that movie. Hard Candy Christmas, which Stacey, you were mentioning, is in that, which is fantastic. Little Bitty Pissant Country Place, when she comes down with that big dress, the fan and everything coming on down to that chicken ranch and all that. It's a wonderful movie. It's one of my favorite movies. There, I said it, and I ain't scared.
If you want to be a part of the show today, 661-1037 is the number. A couple things people say. Alan's in the stream. I mean, obviously, you know, the combos with Kenny Rogers and all that. I mean, plenty of Dolly talk today. Someone says, possum thing, Roger. Possum thing down south. The coon suffered.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
He went blank. He went CTE there for a
minute. Well, I didn't remember. And when it comes to those things, if I may be so bold as to borrow from my a great friend, close enough.
Thank you. You're exactly right, Roger. Somebody says, watch out, Basil. Last radio show at Mount Nebo was the choking incident. No eating. Play the clip. It wasn't Mount Nebo. It was actually the one that's got the new lodge. It was...
Pettigene.
I think it was Pettigene. I think where I got choked, and so I'll be very careful about that today. But what is it? What did I tell you, Stacey, that we must have today?
Chicken.
Listen, this is the Mount Nebo chicken fry.
It's in the name.
Christian, I want you to go to my Facebook page and look at the picture that I'm talking about. And we always marvel when we're up there, when you're above the clouds. You are above the. It's one of the coolest things ever. Of course, Scott is the head of Mount Nebo with State Parks, but it's beautiful. And how many people? How many thousands of people will be involved in the Mount Nebo Chicken Fry Saturday?
We'll have about 3,000 people on the mountain.
On the mountain, you know, going back, Roger, and then back in 1948, the cars were not quite as good as they are today in trucks. But then we had the lady that was like 90 something.
She said she
took a covered wagon. Up the mountain. It took you a while to get up the mountain with the covered wagon. So
yeah. And she didn't waste any more time as she got later in life when we what was it? Was it Miss Lucy? I don't know why
Judy
that.
Judy Prince.
Who? What was it?
Judy Prince.
Oh, you remember?
Very good. Very good. Very good.
Yeah, Stacy's been coming. You've been with the chamber 9 years with the chamber here at Dardanelle, and you've been coming to a lot of our shows. You were at we were at Daly's not long ago for the golf tournament. Just saw Jimmy Stewart, from the VFW, and we've already got 20-25 people out here, and Roger, the sun's coming up on this beautiful river.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's just a beautiful spot. 661-1037 is the number if you want to be a part of the show.
Stacy's got a great office that she gets to have here with all these windows. Great story on this building as well, and refurbishing and doing everything you can in any downtown. But this is wonderful. If you've got downtown, if you're on Front Street and all that, you've got that river right there. That's got to be some prime real estate.
Someone says Mount Nebo Sunrise Point, where the clouds are at your feet, is so beautiful. That's exactly right, Roger. From a sports standpoint, did you see where the Razorbacks got another player?
Yeah,
it's like, good Lord, what? I mean, I just, and of course now the SEC has come out and said, We're not taking these players that have been in camps. Of course, LSU already had two that had lined up. And so we're getting guys that haven't been in camps, like the guy we got today, the guy from, golly, Christian, I can't
He's
remember where.
He's from Liberty.
Yeah, the guy today, yesterday's Liberty.
Against Arkansas when they beat us in Fayetteville.
Is that right?
Yep.
Was that that one last year?
Was that 20 years ago?
Yeah, it feels like it. Yeah, and so the
was
other
that Hugh Freeze?
It was.
The head coach. Holy cow! Yeah, and so and then the other one was from is it Davidson? Where was the other guy from that we picked up this week that was a DB? We've got three. I mean, it's crazy.
Are you talking about the one from Dartmouth?
Dartmouth, thank you. Yeah, the Ivy League school. Because why is that?
He was in Titans minicamp.
Yeah, see, that's the difference. If you didn't go to a minicamp, you haven't done any pro things, you just get that extra year of eligibility. But if you've appeared and got paid by the pros, that's what they're trying to do. Of course,
you know what? If I'm a lawyer and I start thinking about all those things, and I say, and I want to play with those players, I'm gonna go back and think about Bobby Petrino and think about Lou Holtz, who both left NFL teams to come to a college team.
Yeah.
While the season was still going on, each one with three games left, I believe, but still. We're paying players now. I mean, the whole thing is just
craziness. Someone says here, I was at that game of Liberty, Liberty game. It was family day against them. It was so embarrassing. You know, we've lost so many. He said we left at halftime. Wow. We've had so many of these kind of games. I can't remember all the ones we've lost. Good morning, guys. Glad you're enjoying being in my neck of the woods. I'm across the river from you guys pulling into work at Arkansas Nuclear One. You can probably look over and see the plume from our cooling tower here. Can you see it from here? Look at this. Stacy just goes points. She knows where it's at, though.
She can see it, yeah.
Let's see here. Let's see. Oh, Rebecca says she was also in Still Magnolias.
She was.
So that was the one. That's Julia Roberts. Is that the one she was in?
Mm-hmm.
Who died?
Hannah in that one.
Did Julia Roberts die in that one?
Julia Roberts passed.
Yeah. How about that? That's one we don't talk about very much. That's a chick flick?
I think so. I hadn't watched it, but I think I might like it. Like that movie I was telling you about. That's a chick flick. Family something family. That going.
Family
I forgot
Stone?
To. Family Stone, yeah, that's chick flick, I think, for the most part, but I'll watch it.
So we got a lot of folks out here eating breakfast. Can people here in the area come by and get breakfast this morning until it runs out, I guess?
Yes.
Is this courtesy of the chamber?
The chamber, yes.
Yeah, I was about to say, yeah, you get a free breakfast. I hope we got the radio out there. And these are all just a variety of folks that just up and by. This is a big weekend. You've got a 10K going on. We've got some beer here. It's the Mount Nebo beer, Roger, and amongst other things. So 661-1037, we're proud to be here. Like I said, no other morning radio station has taken in the 50th anniversary of the Hope Watermelon Festival and the 79th anniversary of the chicken fry, as they call it.
And four of the five thus far of the oldest restaurant / cafes in said such state.
The other crazy news, we have two things. We're announcing that obviously Emmett Smith is sold out. We mentioned that yesterday. I'll be darned if the President Clinton Jerry Jones meeting is basically sold out on the floor already. 1,400 tickets gone. 1,400 tickets basically in 2 days. So that means we'll start selling general admission where you don't get lunch, but you get to be there and get a good seat and right across from the stage. And so how about that? Isn't that crazy?
So it's the all time record thus far.
Yeah.
So anything else just going to keep adding to it?
Yeah. It's 2 days, Rod. 2 days. It's 7 weeks to go.
A lot of those, Peyton can still say he's the only one to do it by himself.
Yeah.
If he wants to do that.
What is he going to tell Jerry? If Jerry said, "Hey, Peyton, I broke your record."
Yeah, but you needed a president.
You needed a president.
I did it on my own. Absolutely. So there's that, which is I think is awesome.
Yeah,
that
yes.
it's there.
Yeah, I said the energy is going to be so great. Listen, I see the comments. Half the people, I can't stand Clinton. Well, but I don't care. You think you're going to bother me? You don't have to let me know you don't like Clinton. That's fine. But the other half are just going, this is going to be a really fun dialogue between two Arkansans that grew up with not much and turned out to be two of the most powerful men in the world and talking football. It's not talking politics. They're talking X's and O's. And, Clinton is very passionate about football. And Jerry, of course, played for a national champion. He was starting guard for the national
champion. Again, I don't know where it is, where it has gotten to the point to where time heals all wounds and things like that. We've got to stop. Dolly? You know what?
Yes.
She's bringing us all together.
Yes.
You got to stop and smell the roses, and that sort of thing. And who knows? This might be the only chance you get to see a president.
Yeah, that's right.
So
that's
come
right.
by
yeah.
and do that sort of thing. And if you haven't noticed, have you seen the Chinese and their robots now?
Oh, I know.
They're the fastest on Earth.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They can chase you. They can get you now.
I know.
Things are coming to an end quick.
It's like the zombies. Once we saw the zombies could sprint, oh, crap. You used to have time to get away from them. Not anymore.
That's not the way it's supposed to be.
We'll take a break, come back. We'll visit. I think we're going to have Coach Vega from the from Dardanelle High School coming by. You know, Jessica said that a lot of her office was crying yesterday. They were crying. Did you too,
well,
Stacey?
It was the moment that you said that, and I'll be honest with you, it felt like I didn't know you well enough to say this, but now I'm going to say it to you.
Yes.
If she's crying over Dolly, you better marry her.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I didn't know that she liked Dolly as much, and so I sent her a text, and I said, Dolly is dead. And she goes, that's not the way I needed to hear that today. Like, oh, sorry. I didn't realize that.
No. Yeah. My daughter's the one that informed me in our group. But
who is this right here?
This is Dolly and Ricky Van Shelton. Let's hear a little bit of this before we pass out.
All right. Don't go away. 661-1037 is the number. We're here in Dardanelle for the 79th annual Mount Nebo Chicken Fry. Don't go away.
Until the end, there'll be no other.
And my heart has only room for one.
Yes, I'll always love you.
And I'll always be here for you. And I'll stand by you through our rocking years.
Still on the sidelines? The next time you suit up and get in the game, download Arkansas's favorite sports wagering app, Bet Saracen, today.
This is SportsCenter.
Arkansas football got a late addition via the transfer portal in Liberty safety Brylan Green. Green was part of the 2022 class, which will allow him to play a fifth year of college football. He was a three-year starter for the Flames, recording 5 interceptions in 2023. He's the third fifth-year player the Hogs have added, as former Razorback Caleb Wooden and Dartmouth safety Sean Williams also called the Hogs. Williams, however, could be ineligible due to conferences coming out to implement policy to forbid professional players from returning to play college. The Big Ten was first banning those players in football. The SEC followed suit, banning players in football and basketball. The ACC is said to not be far behind in this movement. Williams has signed a contract and went through rookie mini camp with the Titans this offseason. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network.
Benihana Special, $5. Your choice. Sushi rolls and chicken fried rice, $5. Come see us at Benihana Bar Monday through Wednesday, lunch and dinner.
With KARK's Pat Walker.
Today is going to be an Arkansas Storm Team Alert Day for a threat of damaging wind from strong and severe thunderstorms late this afternoon and early this evening. But before the storms do develop, it's going to get hot and humid, a high of 97 today. It's a 50% chance of rain this afternoon and this evening. Overnight, we'll have a low of 72. I'm meteorologist Pat Walker for the Buzz Radio Network.
Register now for the 2026 Bud Light SEC Pick'em Challenge for your chance to win a 50-inch TV. Make sure to submit your picks each week so you can have the most points at the end of the season. Whoever has the most points will be the 2026 Bud Light SEC Pick'em Challenge winner and receive the 50-inch TV. Register online at 1037thebuzz.com. It's only on your favorite fun and game station, 1037 The Buzz.
Hey, it's David Basil with Morning Mayhem for my good friends at Baptist Health. You know, in sports, we talk about the best ability being availability. You can't help the team if you're on the sidelines. The same goes for your life outside the stadium. Baptist Health is all about keeping you in the game. That starts with the screenings we often put off, like colonoscopies and prostate exams. Now, I get it. Nobody wants to schedule these, but at Baptist Health, they make it simple. They aren't just looking for problems. They're looking for peace of mind. Catching things early isn't just a win, it's the ultimate game changer for you and your family. And if you ever do need a procedure, Baptist Health is leading the way with the new Da Vinci 5 robotic surgical system. It's the latest in surgical precision, meaning smaller incisions, less pain, and most importantly, a much faster recovery. It's world-class healthcare delivered with a servant's heart right here in Arkansas. Don't wait for a symptom to be your wake-up call. Visit Baptist-Health.com today to schedule your screening. You'll be so glad you did. Baptist Health, for you, for life.
Everybody knows the Brad Hendricks Law Firm is famous for car wrecks, big truck crashes, and medical negligence cases. But they do a lot more than that. They help good people who can benefit from bankruptcy. And they also help older folks who had their Social Security claims denied. When you need a lawyer, call the firm that is Pure Arkansas, where you won't ever be just a number. The Brad Hendricks Law Firm. Tradition, reputation, results.
I'm Laura Landreau, CEO of Entergy Arkansas. And we have a plan for our growing state. We're building new, more fuel-efficient power plants to keep up with your energy needs. We're reducing outages, and we're ensuring Arkansas has the power it needs to help attract new industry and better jobs, all while keeping rates below the national average. Like most Entergy employees, I'm from here, and we're committed to creating a brighter Arkansas today and for the next generation.
Join Morning Mayhem on the road this Friday, taking the show to Sherwood to pay a visit to Frank Fletcher and crew at Fletcher Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram.
You're listening to Morning Mayhem with David Basil, Roger Scott, Christian Weaver, and Justin Moore.
Good morning from London, England. Welcome to Morning Mayhem with David Basil, Roger Scott, Justin Moore, and Christian Weaver. Whoopie Sui, Los Angeles.
Oh, here it is. We almost thought about, remember, Roger, thought about this thing being our song of
sure
the show.
Well, I think, what was the deal whenever we were still with Tommy, that when he wasn't there?
I would request that for you to play that, yeah.
And we did it.
Yeah, turn that up a little bit.
Come on!
Out on the streets, the traffic starts jumping with folks like me on the job from 9 to 5.
She can get right there, yeah. This would probably be Roger. Is it commercially or from a popularity standpoint? Is this her probably?
Yeah, I don't know, but I know where you're going. But it's massive, I would think.
Jolene.
Well, Jolene was, I think, a lot of people's favorites. She's telling another beautiful girl, you know, it's almost. Stay away.
All right, thanks. There, we'll continue to play a lot of. Dolly throughout the show today.
Code of Many Colors is always one that she evidently wrote songs just from her life.
Yeah, she did.
Code of Many
Colors
is a beautiful.
That's the most powerful one.
Powerful.
We're gonna have. If you just tuned in, we're here in Dardanelle. We're celebrating the 79th Mount Nebo Chicken Fry, which takes place Saturday on top of the mountain. They're gonna be chicken picking and politicking, and we've got guests throughout the day that'll be stopping by just saying what's going on. John Daly coming up, Tom Cotton coming up, Brad Taylor may be stopping by.
Oh, that'd be great.
The mayor.
I've never met Mr. Taylor.
State senators, state reps, and we also have some folks here. Coach Phil Vega is here with us. Good morning, Coach. How are you?
Doing good.
Pull that mic right up there.
Yes, sir. Doing good.
Let's see.
How
we got that recognized. Let's see here. Give
we'll
us a second
out.
There.
Yes,
so, Coach, we have seen you at the Touchdown Club over the years when we have our Player of the Week, and it's usually one of your two sons. So you said it was 3 years you've been. Is that what it is?
Yes, sir. Been there 3 years, once with Drew and twice with Creed.
Yeah, that is good.
I'm trying to figure it out.
Yeah, that is amazing that your boys have been that good. You know, been that good of a player. You're sort of like Dion with his son. Is like you're gonna win, but now you don't have him. You don't have him, and so we don't have any boys. So what you guys gonna be favored to win again as always?
We are moving up in classification to 5A, so it will be the hill is a lot tougher to climb, but we're definitely going to put our best foot forward and do everything we can to compete in games and make the community of Dardanelle proud.
How many games did you guys win last year?
14.
14.
Yes,
you were 14
sir.
And what? 14 and 1. And your one loss was?
With to Elkins in the state championship.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
So you've really, and I don't know the full history of Dardanelle football, but you've really taken it to the next level. Was that the first time that the team had played for a state championship?
Yes, sir. First time in school history.
I remember, Roger, we were rooting them on, and we had some listeners from Elkins that,
oh, absolutely.
That,
oh, that's
that
right.
were complaining
yeah, yeah, yeah.
that you got to root for us too. And they're like, no, we're rooting for Dardanelle to win that thing. What was the final score of that game?
It ended up being 31-14. We made it 21-14 with 6 minutes to go, and kind of the wheels fell off there at the end.
Now, do you ever have anybody, like a magazine, call you and just say, we want to do a story on what a sand lizard is and the uniqueness of your mascot?
We've had it a couple times, but no, they're not too many.
Yeah, it is Roger. I think you can make the yard. If we did a Mount Rushmore of the most unique mascot names in Arkansas, Christian, you can also assist with this.
Can we throw Razorback in there? Because Texarkana, and it is unique.
It is.
We go to high school, so you got that one. Of course, Sand Lizard.
Well, and we mentioned we're gonna have a guest on later.
Little John's.
Little John's.
You got the Little John's.
Yes, Little. And then, of course,
Caveman.
No, who does the Caveman?
That's Cave City.
Oh my gosh.
The Cave City Caveman.
Yes, sir.
That is great. Do I also sound echoish?
I don't know.
It's something sounds. Christian, do I sound funny? I sound like I'm in a can.
Funny how?
Yeah, exactly. No, I was gonna say one of our guests coming up is the voice of the Apaches.
Okay.
There's Roger. I didn't know you could even say that. Wow, there you go. I didn't even know you could say that anymore.
An Apache?
Yeah,
sure.
I didn't know in what term. What?
Well, I don't. I think saying Apache is nowhere near what we were doing when we were recognizing the Native American on the Dallas Cowboys team the other day. They really took that one.
Also, we've got some other guests. What's that,
you guys,
Christian?
Did seem to get wowed or somehow.
We just did, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. Repeat your name. I met you this morning. I've already forgotten your name. What's your name?
Cassie Pettis.
Cassie, now, Cassie, you're a big-time runner, and you're in charge of the big running group here in Dardanelle that runs every day. What's the name of the group?
River Valley Runners.
The River Valley Runners. There's a 10K coming up Saturday at the Mount Nebo Chicken Fry. And so how many runners will participate in that?
We've got 222 signed up so far.
So, Coach, I don't know if you've driving in, all of a sudden you see – I don't know how many people run in the mornings around here, but it's like a big, big crew. Is that right?
Yes, sir. We have about 6 or 8, 10 sometimes that run down here on the trails every morning.
Gotcha.
And then they do a Wednesday and Friday group as well.
And you're part of the runners, too. What's your name?
My name is Amber Kastner.
Say that again. Is it on, Roger?
Should be.
Okay, so try it again.
Amber?
She's here.
Yeah, hey, Amber. So you're part of the group, too?
I am.
Let me tell you, my dad used to run at 6 o'clock every morning. And it's like, you know, first of all, it's tough enough to get up in the morning, but then to run five miles. And that's a 10K now, right?
Yes.
Roger, how long is a 10K?
It is 10 kilometers.
Let's put that into miles, please.
Is that 7.5 miles?
6.2.
You were pretty
well, I was trying to, in my head, I was trying to go, but I was using metric, and I'm from Saline County.
Coach, what has it been like to practice in the heat? I mean, we had Coach Silverfield at the Touchdown Club the other day, and he was just talking about he's put his team through it. What's it been like to coach high school ball this mess?
Well, with the new rules, with the wet bulb rule, it's been awful. You know, we've had to be indoors. We were indoors most days the last 2 weeks. I think we got to get outside one time. You know, if it's over 92 degrees, then you can't practice outside.
Is that right?
Yes, sir. It's not 92 degrees Fahrenheit. It takes the heat index and it takes, I guess, 3 or 4 different things into consideration.
So that's a AAA rule?
Yes, sir.
I did you know that? I did not know that, Roger.
Well, that's the reason. It's that logic
that
came up with 7.5 instead of 6.2. I tried all the barometric.
So I did not know that. So if you don't have the facility you got to go inside a gymnasium and just do walkthroughs if you don't have.
That is correct. Well,
we have
an indoor facility that we're able to, you know, use and. It's not real big. It's 30 yards by 30 yards, but it is. We were able to practice full pads and get after it a little bit. But
how old are you, Coach?
I'm 47.
So I got to tell you, hearing that, you know, growing up in Florida, where it was not only 90 degrees, but the heat index and the humidity was about 100. Are you like, wow, boy, it's not like it used to be? Because we would go out there and practice in that mess. And first of all, Coach, because you don't get any water, you get to suck on a clump of ice or something. And just being safe, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and for you ladies who run in this, do you guys, did you still have a group that said, we're running at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, we don't care how hot it is, or no?
No, we don't do our afternoon runs anymore. We try to get those people inside. I'm an afternoon runner because I have to work early in the morning.
Yeah.
So that we have a Tuesday and Thursday, like a Taco Tuesday and a Thirsty Thursday run that we do in the evenings, but we've kind of, till this cools off a little bit, we can't risk anybody getting hurt.
It makes sense that, you know, if you're not careful, Yeah.
I mean, it's
our
even
it goes at 7:30 at night, sometimes 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
So that
yeah.
we can beat the heat part yeah. of it and get into the 80s.
I've been so busy, Raj, the last few days. Have we still been hitting 100 every day? I mean,
yeah.
I haven't been.
Yeah.
So we've been.
Yep. Well, and then yesterday's humidity would just knock you. It wasn't Panama City, Florida Keys humidity, but because of the rain the day before and then all that coming off, the humidity was tough yesterday. And I'm an inside dog now. It's tough.
Someone said, talking about mascots, you can't leave out the Derek's Outlaws, the Bo Weevils, and Wonder Boy. That's college, right?
Yeah.
I mean, so, we might as well, we're doing a Mount Rushmore of the most unique high school, which I think Sandlin's probably is going to be.
I think it's
the only one in the nation.
I've actually seen
it. Okay, then it's on the Mount Rushmore. Then. It's no brainer. Get Rick. I don't want to do a Rick Schaefer Mount Rushmore argument again.
Yeah. I have seen on national discussions where Sandlin's show up on national. Unique mascots, yeah.
Yeah, Sand Lizards won a couple different Arkansas awards last season for the most unique mascot in the state.
How would I know what a sand lizard, not for me, for other people.
Is there really
how do I know what the difference between a sand? Now, I know what is in my Delta Pest Control traps that I have out there beside my garage door. I see some of the lizards and some of the things that salamander that get in there, I assume. What's a sand lizard? Is it a different kind of a lizard, or is it just...
That is a great question.
Okay.
You're not prepared to answer.
Coach, that's not your job.
Ladies, do you know what a sand lizard is?
No clue.
You know what? Why don't we just put that on Stacy?
Tom Shea is the guy to ask that question.
Tom Shea? All right. Yeah. We'll ask even Tom Cotton. We'll ask every Tom that comes in there.
Ladies, what do we need? For those who want to run this is the 79th year of doing this, what do they need to do as far as they want to run in the 10K?
We have an online sign-up on Run Sign-Up, and you'll search Mount Nebo Chicken Fry 10K, and then day of sign-up, you can come early and sign up. Day of.
And what time does it start?
It starts at 7. The race starts at 7. So if you want to get there and sign up, you better get there by 6 o'clock.
Well, you guys, so the word is you guys have a really cool running community here.
We do.
Hats off to you. That's great. Everybody has a different group. You know, we got people who follow football and people who, bowl and do all the things and run. And so, but you guys have a great reputation. So,
Thank you.
And that's been a big part of the chicken fry. So you run, Roger, your 10K, and then you go eat fried chicken.
Yes.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Well, listen, I'm going to be honest with you. No disrespect to the folks down south, but I'd rather be a part of the chicken fry politicking luncheon than the coon supper. Yes. That's just me.
So we have a saying, run all the miles, eat all the food. So we can run as many miles as we want to, and then we can eat as much food as we want.
Absolutely.
If I'm not mistaken, U.S. Senator Tom Cotton was a big-time runner.
He was.
So I imagine he's run in the Mount Nebo Chicken Fry at some point over the years, right?
He has, yes.
Sure. Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, I would think so.
He has the frame. I mean, he seemed like he had a runner's frame.
I think he's 6'5".
Yeah, he's tall
and lanky. And good luck this weekend. Keep up the great work. Now, Coach, when is your first game?
We play Friday.
That's right.
Defending state champs coming to town, Mansfield.
Oh, is that right? Okay,
yes,
so you right off the bat, are you guys favored to win? It's supposed to be a close game?
I don't know, to be honest with you. I mean, I think everybody thinks it's going to be a close game.
But that's a different classification for them. What are they? Are they above or below? Okay.
Are they near Texarkana or Prescott?
Just down the road from Boonville.
Okay. South of
Greenwood.
There's an M out there. I don't know why I keep getting those confused.
So, again, how many years have you been here?
I have been here. This is my 23rd.
Yeah, but as head coach.
At head coach, is starting my 11th season.
Yeah, and I tell you, you've taken the program to new highs, and you must know what you're doing. And also, you raise superstars. Hey, your boys doing good?
They're doing great.
Where are they? They working? Are they in school?
Drew is playing baseball at Arkansas Tech.
Okay.
Starting second baseman for them. Started every game last season. And then Creed went off to Harding University to play quarterback for the number 2 team in the nation.
Well, that's awesome.
Come on.
Well, congratulations. You got a great family. Coach, you know what you're doing, obviously, because your success shows that. So congratulations on your success, and good luck this year.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
Yeah. We're the Stokes family. I don't know if Tusk ever comes out and hangs out with the – you know what? How about this? How about Tusk leading the 10K? You just follow Tusk around the...
if it's too late today, then the 80th, you've got plenty of time to consider it. Think about
we're,
that.
We're game if they are.
That's awesome. Here's some. I don't know. Did you read the other names on here?
Not yet.
Did you? You know, campus, the Wampus Cats, Conway Wampus
that's
Cats.
A,
there's
name,
that
yeah.
one. The Curly Wolves.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Red Bugs.
Red Bugs.
I don't know.
You could
all of
those that are. You could almost go those four right there. The
yeah.
Sand Lizards, the Red Bugs, the Curly Wolves.
Wampus Cats.
The Wampus Cats. What was it? Didn't we have up in North? There's some unique.
Yeah, Cave City Cave.
Yo, Cave City Cave. Caveman's got to be on.
You've got to have that one. You've got to have that. I want to see that guy. I want to see the Geico Caveman come down for that football game. That's
right.
A mascot. It's got to be a caveman.
Yes. We'll
it's awesome.
We'll take a break. The River Valley Runners. What a great group. Ladies,
yeah.
Thanks for showing
thank
up.
Thank you, ladies.
Supporting them.
Thank you for having us.
Coach Vega, great to see
thanks,
you.
Coach.
Great to see you. We'll be rooting for you, and good luck on Friday
thank
night.
You, for sure.
All right. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll have some chicken a little bit later, Roger,
yeah,
on the
man.
Show. John Daly coming up as well, and we'll continue to talk about Dolly and her passing at age 80 yesterday.
Yeah.
She was the first lady of I think, from a female standpoint of music in America.
I think so. Because
who is now?
Well, that's what I said. So, Christian, yesterday, while we're listening to Chicken and Biscuits, yesterday I threw out there to my family when you know, in our family group about now that she is gone, does the mantle of queen
yeah.
You know,
Reba.
Go to Reba by virtue of age. Now listen, she's not just older, but she's very, very successful.
Yeah.
I mean, Reba
yeah.
knows everything. Does she go that way? And then my son-in-law throws out, well, if you're talking about those, you got it. What about Patsy, this and that? So I start saying, well, Patsy's short career, this and that. She passed, what makes you rest me, all that sort of stuff. Then my son Zach gets in and go, listen to Dad trying to do his Rick Schaefer Mount Rushmore with these country music stuff. I don't want to get into that anymore, but who is the reigning queen now? I mean,
it's got to be Reba.
Well, Dolly's it has
it's
to be.
Reba. There's nobody else out there, is there?
Because Loretta's gone.
Yeah, there's nobody left.
So it was Dolly, and Dolly may have been there and all that. So
well,
as far as the legendary status, I can only think that it's her.
Oh, somebody said Winslow Squirrels and the National Scrappers. Those are good ones, too.
Yeah.
Those are good ones, too. All right, do not go away. A lot more show to go. 647 right. here in Dardanelle. We're talking about the Mount Nebo Chicken Fry coming up, the 79th Affairs.
I will say, well, one last thing.
Yeah.
With all these people, because we read and we rip and read when we get
yeah.
these messages, see if somebody can fool us, because the Winslow Squirrels, I don't know if that might be a slap to Winslow. I don't know. Will you put something
is
on there
really
that we
a Winslow
fall
Squirrel?
For?
Yeah. Is there a Winslow Squirrel?
Yeah, we just may have just called Winslow Squirrels.
Christian, we'll let you find out on that. All right, don't go away. 647.
We're here for Jones & Son Diamond and Bridal Fine Jewelry. When you're shopping for an engagement ring, experience matters. And at Jones & Son, you're shopping with one of the largest selections of engagement rings in Central Arkansas. They carry the biggest, most trusted brands in the jewelry industry, along with their exclusive Jones & Son Couture Collection. These Jones & Son branded engagement rings deliver exceptional quality at a fraction of the price. Every ring is fully customizable, and their expert jewelers can modify any design to perfectly match your vision. And as a direct diamond importer, Jones & Son brings in their own diamonds, cutting out the middleman and passing the savings directly on to you. Jones & Son Diamond and Bridal Fine Jewelry is proudly located at 1121 Rodney Parham Road, serving Central Arkansas for over 40 years. The same trusted location, the same phone number. Finding the perfect piece of jewelry doesn't have to be overwhelming. At Jones & Son, you'll find the right diamond for every occasion. Visit Jones & Son Diamond and Bridal Fine Jewelry today or shop online at jonesandson.com.
Summer heat can wear you out now, but if you've been feeling drained, even when you're inside with the AC kicking, it might not be the heat, y'all. 1 in 4 men, that's 25% of us, y'all. We have low testosterone, and it affects energy, sex drive, motivation, mood, and a lot more. At Low T Center, you can book a free testosterone test and get real answers from experienced providers. Explore peptides and even get a jump on that summer body you've been looking for with GLP-1s. Look, go to fixmylowt.com right now to schedule a free testosterone test today. That's fixmylowt.com.
Attention homeowners. Is your home insurance getting too expensive? Is the price of your home insurance going up every year and your agent does nothing to help? There is a solution. McGee Insurance in North Little Rock. McGee Insurance in North Little Rock offers several top-rated home insurance companies, which means you'll get the best coverage with the best price from the friendliest agents. Their hundreds of five-star reviews can't be wrong. Get a free, fast home insurance quote from McGee Insurance in North Little Rock today. To call, text, or submit a quote request, visit their website, McGeeIns.com. McGeeIns.com. That's McGeeIns.com. Or stop by McGee Insurance on JFK Boulevard in North Little Rock. Fire your home insurance company and hire McGee Insurance in North Little Rock today.
Yeah, I know it's still summertime, and it's hot. But if you're wanting to beat the heat, may I suggest your local Family Market store? Because with your Family Market Rewards card, you can save 5 cents per gallon with the purchase of a large fountain drink, tea, or lemonade. Or if you need to get your morning started, it's also 5 cents off with a large community coffee. So remember to always use your rewards card inside any Family Market store and save money, including outside at the pumps. And all this can only be found at Family Market, including the newest one on Albert Pike Road in Hot Springs. FanDuel, in partnership with Oakland Sports, is now available right here in the state of Arkansas. Baseball fans, the MLB season is in full swing, and FanDuel is giving you a chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting the home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home of home runs. So, are you ready to play your game? Head over to FanDuel.com/Arkansas to get started. That's FanDuel.com/Arkansas to opt in for daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB. 21 plus and present in Arkansas. No purchase necessary. Opt-in required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable profit boost tokens. Restrictions apply, including any token expiration and max wager amount. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Morning Mayhem on location Thursday at Luxury Pool and Spa in Conway. The guys will be getting you ready for the huge end-of-season blowout sale. Next week only, save up to 75% off store-wide on select items, plus 50% off in-stock Pollywood furniture and more. That's Thursday with Morning Mayhem at Luxury Pool and Spa in Conway.
Hey, everybody, this is NFL Hall of Famer Dan Hampton, and I love hanging out with Baz and the boys on The Buzz. Tune in every morning so you can get the news just like I do.
Oh, yeah, this is another one, Roger, you can make the argument. Biggest success. I mean, this was a monster hit.
Two icons on this record.
Yeah. I mean, wait, go ahead, Christian.
I was going to say she had two number one Billboard hits, Hot 100.
Is this one of them?
This is one of them. The other one is 9 to 5.
Yeah, exactly what we just said a few minutes ago. Yeah, I mean,
she had 25 number one hits.
Is that right? Wow.
Country music.
What's that, Christian?
In country music.
Yeah, country music. That's exactly right.
Yeah, you know what? And we talked about it not too long ago. What did we talk about? A crossover. She was one.
Oh yeah,
and she was one like Kenny. You know.
Yeah. This was a matter of fact, I think we did a show one time, the greatest duets of all time, and I think this we did a poll, like a listener poll. I think this one beat what would be the it was one with is it Lionel Richie? What's the other big giant duet that's probably the most popular? What's the other duet besides this one that would challenge
her? Endless Love, Diana Ross.
Endless Love. Oh. Endless Love. It was Diana Ross. Is it Lionel Richie?
Yes. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. It was between those two. This one and that one is
really?
As the whatever when we were doing our yeah. 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 You don't remember doing that?
Is this a Bee Gees song? I can't remember.
I feel like the Gibbs wrote it or something. I think there's a connection.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's right.
Have you covered this before, or did we do? Somebody
Roger
did this at Christmas karaoke.
It, maybe one of our. Maybe the first day I was doing Morning Mayhem or something.
Okay, do we have a copy?
Justin and I covered something too.
Acre?
No, more. I mean, in the studio one time, I think.
Do we have you and Roger doing that now,
we
Christian?
We shouldn't soil Dolly's great music with Roger.
That's what we're going to do.
You're going to soil it?
We need to turn you up a little bit, Christian. We can barely hear you.
What's the matter with you?
Am I better?
Yeah, yeah, much better.
What's the matter with you? He's busy. He's got things he's got to snap out.
Yeah, see if you can find.
Let me see if I can find it.
Look Thank at all you, the buddy. People Thank here. You, there are a ton of folks here at the Chamber of Commerce at Dardanelle. So if you're in the area, come by and get your. Listen, does everybody get elk burrito?
I don't think everybody's getting it.
Wow.
Do you have it?
And then we had ribs, Roger, from AJ Cunningham.
AJ Cunningham. Yeah, he's got two ribs in here. One is plain and the other one is chocolate.
I am passing big time on the chocolate rib.
It's not because of your diet. It's because you just don't think it's going to taste right.
It's contamination is what RJ and I call it.
I know.
Give me chocolate or give me ribs. Don't give me chocolate ribs.
Well, I know. Somebody did it. You know what? And how do you feel about pineapple and Canadian bacon pizza?
I'm not crazy about it.
Give me pineapple or give me pizza.
I got you. It's one of those things. I would never think about it.
What a beautiful morning. I don't know, Roger. There's no way we can capture that.
Yeah, the glare.
But you're showing, you can see the Arkansas River from where we are right now. It is absolutely gorgeous here on Front Street in Darnell, getting ready for the 79th Mount Nebo Chicken Fry. We'll visit with a ton of folks, including John Daly, who was raised in Darnell. Tom Cotton was raised in Darnell. Jimmy Witt, Jim Huffman, Mark Thone, and a bunch of others.
You know, the Lawrences were just down the street. You remember?
Russell.
When you think of Darnell and Yale County from True Grit, you know.
You're right. I mean, and Breanne Davis, who's a state senator, she'll be on. We got a bunch of folks just stopping by. Hey, 79 years of doing this festival. 1948 is when they started. Great tradition. I mean, look how many people they got out there, Roger. Look at how many people. Yeah. Everything's about the chicken. 661-1037 is the number if you want to be a part of the show. As we mentioned earlier, Razorbacks do add another DB. We've added three DBs in the last 3 days. I mean, what in the world? Did you notice what Coach Silverfield, when I asked him that?
Concerning?
Go ahead. Well, sort of. You think of boy, they really need
some players there.
I mean, they already had about 20 DBs, but when I asked Coach about that, did you hear how he sort of hedged his bet and sort of said, hey, you have to do what you're allowed to do. And so he was sort of, making sure to say, well, if they're going to allow it, we're going to do it, which I don't, if you need it, Coach,
I'm wondering if these NFL players that were returning to play at LSU, and I guess we had one at Arkansas. I didn't realize he had played at Titans minicamp, but until yesterday. But I wonder if there's going to be some workaround where they're allowed to play still, or if they're just done.
Yeah, the courts have taken everything that they're in control
the
of this situation.
Can implement this thing, but the judge gave him the right to come back.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know legally what this is, again, you're fighting it out in court. Somebody says real quick, we're going to go to break. It was Justin Rogers singing Islands in the Stream. Is that right?
We did.
Winslow was the Squirrels, according to Ethan and Atkins. Winslow was the Squirrels, but they no longer have a school.
Yeah, they consolidated. So, I looked it up.
Somebody said, remember the Titans, Jacksonville Titans. They used to be the Red Devils, right?
Yes, Red Devils.
Somebody said, are they serving Tyson chicken at the Chicken Fry? You betcha. We're going to visit with somebody from Tyson. You know it's Tyson chicken. Yeah, if you're here. I mean, Tyson chicken's all over this place.
Yeah, it's all over. Listen, why did they change the Jacksonville Red Devils?
About probably five or maybe 10.
Why did they do that?
Because it's Red Devil.
Were they upsetting the satanic
I think so. I think they finally wanted to get
away. Is that what that was?
Probably upsetting Christians more than it was upsetting satanic people. Satanic people would probably be happy.
Satanic.
I don't know. I'm asking.
It's crazy, isn't it? The Red Devils. It's a different world we live in. All right, listen, we're having a good time here in Darnell. John Wayne was here.
John Wayne was here. Matty Ross, Lawyer Daggett was here. Whether you're a sand lizard, a red devil, or a red bug, if you don't like chicken, we ain't got nothing to talk about.
Exactly right. We got a packed hour coming up. We're glad you're with us. Don't go away.
Breaking news, information, big name guests, entertainment, and sports. It's all right here on 103.7 The Buzz, KABZ Little Rock. Mike.